Today is the 15th day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Welcome back around the global campfire, where it is safe and warm. And maybe a little quieter than the chaos that can be this time of year. Fun, beautiful, full of joy. Definitely a different spirit around the world. But a lot of chaos as well. And so it's good to have a place to retreat to that we can just run to. It's a little more quiet, maybe a little more sane, maybe a lot more safe. We're just here to open ourselves to the scriptures and what they might bring us today and let them speak for themselves. So I'm grateful we can be here. We will do what we've been doing quite a bit, moving into some new territory. And that does speed up as the year progresses and as we move to the letters in the New Testament and the Minor Prophets in the Old. And we're moving through the Minor Prophets at this point. So today we will begin the book of Micah. It'll take us a couple days to get through. This is the sixth of the 12 Minor Prophets, so kind of halfway through. And that is how the Old Testament concludes. There's very little known about Micah's actual life outside of this book. There is some information. Micah's name means "who is like God." He was from the town of Moresheth, which many scholars associate with Moresheth Gath. This would put him in the lowlands, the Shephelah, among the villages of southern Judah. So kind of think southwest of Jerusalem. And this book begins by telling us the Lord gave this message to Micah of Moresheth during the years of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, when they were kings of Judah. These are the visions that he saw that concerned Samaria and Jerusalem. So that gives us a lot of clues. The capital cities of the northern and southern kingdoms were Samaria and Jerusalem. So we understand who he's speaking about. And from the references to the kings, you can kind of date Micah's prophetic ministry to the early decades of the 8th century BCE. Also, Micah is mentioned very briefly in the prophetic book of Jeremiah, which allows us to see that his prophecies were probably still being referenced over a century after the fact. So they were definitely considered credible enough to stick around for 100 years. Micah follows the same pattern three times in this book. First, there are utterances of doom and impending judgment, like the repercussions are arriving, followed by some words of hope and restoration. And that's not unlike other prophetic works in the Bible. But this kind of three time through this pattern in Micah appears to be an intentional thing. And contained within the prophecies of Micah are promises of a coming Messiah. For example, Micah 5:2 gets quoted in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, making a connection to Jesus. And the words are famous at Christmas time, "But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah, yet a ruler of Israel, whose origins are in the distant past, will come from you on my behalf." Jesus himself quotes from Micah while he's explaining the disruption that his coming and his message were bringing into the world and against its system. He says, "Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household." That's Jesus quoting Micah. So one thing is certain with the book of Micah: God is supremely displeased with corruption. and with adultery, idolatry, with rebellion, and those who misuse their power to exploit people that are less fortunate. But he's even more passionate about hope and restoration for those who will keep his covenants. So, with that, let's jump into Micah and kind of move about halfway through the book, Micah chapters 1 through 4. The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Moresheth during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. The vision he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, you peoples, all of you. Listen, earth and all who live in it, that the sovereign Lord may bear witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. Look, the Lord is coming from his dwelling place. He comes down and treads on the heights of the earth. The mountains melt beneath him, and the valleys split apart like wax before the fire, like water rushing down a slope. All this is because of Jacob's transgression, because of the sins of the people of Israel. What is Jacob's transgression? Is it not Samaria? What is Judah's high place? Is it not Jerusalem? Therefore I will make Samaria a heap of rubble, a place for planting vineyards. I will pour her stones into the valley and lay bare her foundations. All her idols will be broken to pieces. All her temple gifts will be burned with fire. I will destroy all her images. Since she gathered her gifts from the wages of prostitutes, as the wages of prostitutes they will again be used. Because of this, I will weep and wail. I will go about barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal and moan like an owl. For Samaria's plague is incurable. It has spread to Judah. It has reached the very gate of my people, even to Jerusalem itself. Tell it not in Gath. Weep not at all in Beth Ophrah. Roll in the dust. Pass by naked in shame, you who live in Shafir. Those who live in Zaanan will not come out. Beth Ezel is in mourning. It no longer protects you. Those who live in Meroth writhe in pain, waiting for relief, because disaster has come from the Lord, even to the gate of Jerusalem. You who live in Lachish, harness fast horses to the chariots. You are where the sin of daughter Zion began, for the transgressions of Israel were found in you. Therefore you will give parting gifts to Moresheth Gath. The town of Akzib will prove deceptive to the kings of Israel. I will bring a conqueror against you who live in Marishah. The nobles of Israel will flee to Adullam. Shave your head in mourning for the children in whom you delight. Make yourself as bald as the vulture, for they will go from you into exile. Woe to those who plan iniquity, to those who plot evil on their beds. At morning's light they carry it out, because it is in their power to do it. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them. They defraud people of their homes. They rob them of their inheritance. Therefore the Lord says, I am planning disaster against this people from which you cannot save yourselves. You will no longer walk proudly, for it will be a time of calamity. In that day people will ridicule you. They will taunt you with this mournful song. We are utterly ruined. My people's possession is divided up. He takes it from me. He assigns our fields to traitors. Therefore you will have no one in the assembly of the Lord to divide the land by lot. do not prophesy, their prophets say. Do not prophesy about these things. Disgrace will not overtake us. You descendants of Jacob, should it be said, does the Lord become impatient? Does he do such things? Do not my words do good to the one whose ways are upright? Lately my people have risen up like an enemy. You strip off the rich robe from those who pass by without a care, like men returning from battle. You drive the women of my people from their pleasant homes. You take away my blessing from their children forever. Get up, go away, for this is not your resting place, because it is defiled. It is ruined, beyond all remedy. If a liar and deceiver comes and says, I will prophesy for you plenty of wine and beer, that would be just the prophet for this people. I will surely gather all of you, Jacob. I will surely bring together the remnant of Israel. I will bring them together, like sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. The place will throng with people. The one who breaks open the way will go up before them. They will break through the gate and go out. Their king will pass through before them, the Lord at their head. Then I said, listen, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel. Should you not embrace justice, you who hate good and love evil, who tear the skin from my people and the flesh from their bones, who eat my people's flesh, strip off their skin, and break their bones in pieces, who chop them up like meat for the pan, like flesh for the pot? Then they will cry out to the Lord, but he will not answer them. At that time he will hide his face from them because of the evil they have done. This is what the Lord says. As for the prophets who lead my people astray, they proclaim peace if they have something to eat, but prepare to wage war against anyone who refuses to feed them. Therefore night will come over you without visions and darkness without divination. The sun will set for the prophets, and the day will go dark for them. The seers will be ashamed, and the diviners disgraced. They will all cover their faces because there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression, to Israel his sin. Hear this, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel, who despise justice and distort all that is right, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. Her leaders judge for a bribe, her priests teach for a price, and her prophets tell fortunes for money. Yet they look for the Lord's support and say, is not the Lord among us? No disaster will come upon us. Therefore, because of you, Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of rubble, the temple hill a mound overgrown with thickets. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and peoples will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Everyone will sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. For the Lord Almighty has spoken. all the nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, declares the Lord, I will gather the lame, I will assemble the exiles and those I have brought to grief. I will make the lame my remnant, those driven away a strong nation. The Lord will rule over them in Mount Zion from that day and forever. As for you, watchtower of the flock, stronghold of daughter Zion, the former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to daughter Jerusalem. Why do you now cry aloud? Have you no king? Has your ruler perished? That pain seizes you like that of a woman in labor? Writhe in agony, daughter Zion, like a woman in labor, for now you must leave the city to camp in the open field. You will go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you out of the hand of your enemies. But now, many nations are gathered against you. They say, let her be defiled. Let our eyes gloat over Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Rise and thresh, daughter Zion, for I will give you horns of iron. I will give you hooves of bronze, and you will break to pieces many nations. You will devote their ill-gotten gains to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. Revelation 6. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, Come. I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, Come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make people kill each other. To him was given a large sword. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, Come. I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, Come. I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers and sisters, were killed, just as they had been. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth, as figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The heavens receded like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. And the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and everyone else, both slave and free, hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They call to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can withstand it?" Psalm 134, A Song of Ascents. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth. Proverbs 30:1-4. The sayings of Agur, son of Jakeh, an inspired utterance. This man's utterance to Adil. I am weary, God, but I can prevail. Surely I am only a brute, not a man. I do not have human understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I attained to the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Whose hands have gathered up the wind? Who has wrapped up the waters in a cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another book. As we move through Micah, and finish it tomorrow, we open ourselves to everything, every word, every thought, every posture, everything that we can glean, all of its context, everything that you may speak and illuminate our own steps in our own life. Anything that you would use to help us become aware of our own selves and the impact of our own lives on others. We need you every day to lead us into all truth. We ask every day because we can lose it faster than we can turn in a circle and find ourselves in all kinds of things that ultimately lead to bondage because they don't free us. They enslave us. We are a slave to whatever we serve, the scriptures say. And that is not freedom. So we serve you. You are the one that leads us into the truth. The truth of ourselves and the truth of what's going on and how we live in it all. And so come, Holy Spirit, and lead us. Lead us forward through this day. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. The Daily Audio Bible app is also home base. And so get connected and be connected to everything that's going on around here, whenever it's going on around here. It's Christmas time in the city. It's Christmas time in the country. It's Christmas time here in the rolling hills of Tennessee, and it's Christmas time wherever you are as well. It's that time of year. So it's Christmas time here around the global campfire. So a couple of things. The annual family Christmas party is coming up. And you can participate in that by calling in your holiday greeting, either hitting the hotline button in the app or dialing 877-942-4253 and make sure that you get your voice in and participate. A couple days, truly a couple days, and then we have to cut that off this week and do the work of putting it all together. And so don't delay and then find out it's too late. Make sure that you call in your holiday greeting for the annual Christmas party. We're looking forward to it very much. The Daily Audio Bible annual Christmas box is available, chock full of goodies. Some of the Christmas blend wind farm coffee that we only bring out once a year at Christmas time. Some of the 20th anniversary reserve, the southern pecan that we created this year for our 20th anniversary. A really beautiful commemorative numbered coin in a collector's box for our 20th anniversary. Truly beautiful, truly a piece of one-of-a-kind Daily Audio Bible history. The Christmas ornament is there. A wristband with next year's word is there. Just, it's full of stuff. Check it all out at dailyaudiobible.com in the shop. Or if you're using the app, press the drawer icon in the upper left-hand corner and you'll find the shop in there. And you can check it all out. There is Christmas music from the Daily Audio Bible community available. The two Christmas albums that we have released, one is called Family Christmas. The other is called Christmas Time. Both of these are available in the Daily Audio Bible shop as vinyl editions. Beautifully colored vinyl editions. So if you're a collector of that, or you have a collection of Christmas vinyl, so do I. Grab your piece of the Daily Audio Bible community and put that in your collection. Or if you have a vinyl enthusiast in your life, grab some Christmas music from the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you're streaming your Christmas music, then it's easy enough to find. Search for my name, Brian Harden, and you'll find Family Christmas. Search for Maxwell's name, Maxwell Harden, and you'll find Christmas Time. Search for Jill, Jill Harden, and you'll find some of her Christmas music as well. So have these things on your playlists for the season, as we do and as we listen together. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, wow, thank you. Thank you for keeping the global campfire burning for all of these years. I'd have never imagined. We would have never imagined. And we're grateful beyond words at the challenge and change that being able to lead this community and show up for each other every day has been in our lives. So thank you deeply and profoundly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, everyone. This is Loving Heart in St. Louis, Missouri. My name is Rachel. Also, I'm calling because, one, I just heard John from the UK talking about his daughter Hannah, asking us to pray for her to find Jesus and know who he is. And John, I lift up Hannah every single day. I pray for her. I pray for her success at school. I pray for her success against the eating disorder. I also regularly pray for Mitchell and Nathan. And I just want you to know that these children are loved and being lifted up because, as another caller said, lifting up children with mental illness and living with that is such a challenge. I also want to ask that you please continue to pray for Ella. She started college. She seemed to be doing well, fighting the eating disorder. She's doing very well at school, and she too is making friends, but the eating disorder has crept back up, and we're concerned that she's struggling again. Eating disorders thrive in secrecy, and so we just pray for her, pray that she finds Jesus, pray that she can overcome the awful and evil whispering of the eating disorder so that she can see who she really is and not what this terrible voice in her head said she is. Please pray for her and pray for everyone with children with mental illness, and just pray that they can find the path out. We love these children so much. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
This is from Junk Treasure, and I wanted to recognize from our camp stories the new callers who called in. Wendy from Ohio, David from Georgia, from Rusty to Restored. I love your moniker, since this is from Junk Treasure. Sherry, I believe she said Ramirez. Tiffany. Then there was a female who didn't identify herself. That was a first-time caller. And then a lady who didn't tell us her name. That was from the Ukraine. That was a first-time caller. That's the only first-time callers that I heard say that they were first-time callers. But I have a poem for you. Welcome, welcome, new caller. Pull up a chair and settle in. This is the place for you, no matter the situation or where you've been. We've all sinned and fall way short of God's glory. Some need prayer, others pray, a few tell of their personal stories. We gain insight from the commentaries, and you can journal too. No judgments here, just godly encouragement as we welcome you. Sing a song, read a poem, strum a tune on a lyre. Daily come and throw your log on this global campfire.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Eric from Virginia Beach. I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller. And I'd just like to lift up one of my best friends, Aaron. I'm driving home right now from his father's funeral. And only 2 years ago, his brother passed away at a very young age. So those were Aaron's two best friends, his father and his brother. And my heart goes out to him and mourns for him. And pray for me, lift me up too, so that I can be there for him in this time when he needs his brothers in Christ more than ever. Thank you, family. I believe in the power of prayer, and I look forward to feeling his presence from your words. Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Susie from Colorado. I'm going to try not to cry. My best friend, like in the world, just had a stroke, and they did a brain surgery on her, and she's not responding. Her name is Nancy Taylor. She knows all about you guys. I tell her about you all the time. Would you pray that she makes it, that she lives, and that she's normal? She wouldn't want to live if she's not normal, and if she thinks she's a burden to anyone. But she's been my Christian confidant, and it's gotten me through so many horrible times in my life over 30 years of friendship. So please pray for her that she gets well,